Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
On your Friday morning.
And we are barreling through into the festive season. Rach, do you know how many people I saw still out on their way home as I drove into the Joy Studios this morning? It blew my mind. I'm like, good on you all. I was in bed by 10 o'clock.
I feel like today might be a tradie holiday because I didn't see as many utes on the road. That's how I dictate a tradie holiday is the amount of utes on the road.
Nah, fickle, fickle.
And there were significantly less. So hopefully there's a lot of people laying in bed this morning having a listen to us.
Yeah, what a perfect way to start your day.
Exactly right, especially when we have some acoustic live lounges to relive and re-love.
That's right. Earlier in the week, we put the call out to all of you to ask us what your fave live lounge was. We were just going to play one song and we didn't realise how competitive you are, but also how supportive all the other artists are of other artists as well.
So
we had five yesterday and we have five again today. It's your top 10 live lounges we're barreling through this morning, this week on Joy Brekkie.
Yeah, and this morning our first one to kick us off is a singer who came into the studio whilst I wasn't here.
I was listening from home. You were a part of it. Was absolutely awesome.
Her voice is angelic. I believe she performed at, was it the AFL Grand Final or was it the NRL Grand Final? I don't know, some sort of sports ball.
She's absolutely fantastic. and we're always ridiculously impressed when artists come in early in the morning, look amazing and perform amazing, just like Jess Hitchcock is going to do now.
This is from her debut EP, Unbreakable, a debut album, I think.
It's so good. Isn't EP and album the same thing? I don't know. Trana's probably throwing something.
Feel free to message us and let us know.
Please let us know. We don't know. We're just here for our look.
Here's Jess Hitchcock's live lounge from Joy Breakfast.
I'm homeward bound back to this place. There's a pull in me, it always stays. Feel the ocean air inside my begun here and now as the sun will rise. See the ocean through my eyes. I'm homeward bound back to this place. The memories of a home I had, they are tainted by a love gone bad. Nothing ever feels the same. Going home cause there's only pain here and now as the sun will set. Wishing only falls. You look around and see it all.
My word, that was even better the second time around, right?
Is that possible?
Oh, that was Jess Hitchcock's Live Lounge from earlier in the year when Jess came in to the Joy Breakfast Studios and performed for us. And that is from Jess's album, not EP.
So it was the album, album?
It was the full album. We were asking before, we didn't know what the difference is between an album and an EP. And John has messaged in, thank you, John, letting us know an EP is half the length of an album.
That is really good to know. Well, and I feel like I will take that knowledge with me forever.
It should just be an L then, like, then the prop, or an ALU.
I feel like EP definitely stands for something. Example.
You know what? You know what's hilarious now is John's going to send in another message as well. We have more live lounges just like that fabulous one with Jess Hitchcock. We still had little goosebumps hearing Jess's amazing voice. And we love having acoustic performances come in so much that we're playing more of them throughout the show today.
Exactly right. And we're going to come back with a little bit of fun about road trips.
Yeah, so if you're starting your festive cheer and in the car already, this is a game that you're going to want to have with Rach and I this morning because we're helping you get on your way this festive season.
Let's jump into some Bex, another one of our live lounge extraordinaires. This is, we don't need another hero, do we?
We don't. We've got Bex.
Joy. Win.
Win. It's 20 minutes to 8 and you're on Joy Brecky with Rach and Dean.
20 winnets to 20
8. 20 winnets. Win weight.
We are the winners here this morning because we get to play so many of our live lounges because the votes went bananas.
Yeah, when we asked all of you to pick your favourite, we didn't realise you'd have a top 10. So we have been doing, I think next year we're going to have to do it for a whole week, live lounge lookbacks with some of the artists you have loved performing, coming into the studio and performing live. And our next one, this is not was not only their very first live lounge, it was their very first radio interview.
Yes, and they have gone on to do others since. So we absolutely popped their radio cherry. And it was really beautiful. They brought in a guitarist with them as well, and it is Amelia Allen, and they performed their song Won't Miss You.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing it in just one moment. It was a really special interview, not just because it was Amelia's first, but because we were so taken with Amelia's music, we were like, we have to get Amelia in. And then to not even realise until we're doing the interview that this is Amelia's first experience with all of this, and then to play such a beautiful song live on air. It's pretty exciting.
Let's play it for you right now. Here it is, Won't Miss You by Amelia Allen.
It's a rubbish collection week when people put their shit out on the streets. I'm running past kids, broken toys and old electronics. They bought to fill the void. And there's a line outside the Apple store. These people pitching tents can't wait for more. All I see is off-white charging cables, frayed and splayed out in nature strips. All I see is yesterday's latest, destined for the tip. People put their 4 for 3s in bags that cut the circulation on their fingers on the way back to the car. Only went in for a pair of jeans before the sale sign sucked them in. I'm passing people, it seems, whose only dreams are owning more and more things. Dreams are owning more and more and more and more.
That was Amelia Allen's Live Lounge from earlier in the year here on Joy Breakfast. Not only Amelia's first Live Lounge on the radio, but first interview as well.
I know. Beautiful song and very relatable. I just imagine all the people like in Brunswick relating to that song as well.
Look,
sure.
I think what I love today, we have started our Live Lounges with two very different sounds. I think that's one of the things I love about it with the acoustic music that comes with a Live Lounge is you never know what you're going to get.
If you think these two are different, you should wait until you hear who is coming up.
The next three we have, we cannot wait to play for you.
Joy.
But we thought we'd do another Live Lounge.
Yeah, time to jump back in time to when we had Mum in the studio. Not either of our mums, but Mum the drag queen.
Yeah, fabulous drag artist Mum came in and decided to give us a little twist on Jolene.
This is bisexual Jolene, thy mum. You're on Joy Breakfast and it's 10 minutes past 8.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. You really are a rare beauty, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. I hear your name, it sounds so sweet. You've made your way into my dreams, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could tame most any man, but why do I wish it were me, Jolene, 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 Jolene. You know I've never felt this way before, Jolene, Jolene. I could have my choice of men, but I don't want any of them. Oh, you're the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please give me a chance. Jolene, 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 I'll ditch the man, take me because you can, Jolene, Jolene. Oh, I feel more bisexual, do you?
That was Mum from the Live Lounge earlier in the year coming and doing a bisexual version of Jolene here on Joy Brekkie.
So cute.
So
love
good.
It.
Joy.
And NASA has released new images of Uranus's rings captured by the James Webb Space Telescope. The new images of the blue-green planet were released to celebrate the space telescope turning two on December the 25th. I'm Anuska Tona, next Joy News at 9.
Wait, December the 25th this year? I just need you. You don't realise, Anuska, because you were looking at your iPad reading all three of our facial expressions when you said
Uranus's rings.
So wait, Uranus's
birthday? Why are they blue-green coloured? That is very concerning.
No, and the telescope that took the photos,
that makes more sense.
It's that telescope's birthday on the December the 25th.
I was like, the telescope is only two. I was like, Uranus is only 2 years old. Where have I been or how long is time on Uranus?
Well, Dean, that's...
I just realised what I said.
That's a matter for later.
Uh-huh.
We got more messages through saying, thanks for breakfast this year. It's been yummy and can't wait to hear what's on the menu for next year.
Well, don't worry. There's still more coming your way before 9 o'clock. There's more Rach and Dean Fabulous Fun. Plus, we've got Aaron from Aaron's Home Baking on Instagram joining us. We're getting our cooking on.
Did you just do a woo?
Woo.
Woo. Let's jump into another live lounge. This was one of our biggest productions lounge.
It was amazing. We were both so excited. This artist came in with an entourage, social media crew, and a literal band. Thank God Triana was in the studio so that we had to have them in another studio.
Yeah,
it was great in
a bigger studio because couldn't host Bex and her crew all in here. So this is Bex doing Dangerous, a song written about two elderly gay men who need to spice up their love life.
Well, isn't that all of us?
Not me.
Strangers, you and I are nothing more than strangers. And I can't fake it. All we do is sleep now when we're naked.
Cool off, cool off, cool off.
That was Bex with Dangerous from the Live Lounge earlier in the year. It was an amazing Live Lounge when Bex came in right after performing, literally just kept partying all night long and then coming into the studio.
With a full face and makeup done, her hair perfect.
Looking great.
Also, that the three of them, so the two guitarists and Bex, had never played together before. They had not even done a rehearsal before, and they nailed that song. There was a bass guitarist and an electric guitarist and bam.
It was absolutely fantastic. We loved it. There's one more Live Lounge coming your way before the end of the show.
Joy. It is 4 minutes to nine on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean and Aaron from Aaron's Home Baking, who has a last name.
Aaron Horton, but Aaron's Home Baking on Instagram. My teeth are so... I now need a vegetable or something. We've had so many sweets.
And we need to go through what just happened. You said, I need a vegetable. You said...
Just dip it in some hummus.
And I'm going to say, well, we learned that apparently chickpeas, which is one of the main things in hummus, the goopy stuff actually can be a substitute for egg whites.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
It makes things vegan.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a ring with it.
Vegan it up. Oh, there you go. We've just gotten a lovely message from Craig and Troy saying, we've loved listening to you. Thanks for all your hard work. You know what, everyone? It's nearly time for us to go. Aaron, thank you for joining us this morning on
Thanks
the show, especially for the baked goods you've brought us all year. We have one more Live Lounge to go.
We do. Now, this one was only done 2 weeks ago. It's a little Christmas something-something by our beautiful friend Brendan McLean.
Yes. I was away, and you do not understand. I organised this interview, and I was trying so hard to be like, but Brendan, I'm in another country. You need to come a week later. But Brendan came in with Dixie and Rach. It was a great interview. It's a great song, so you're going to be hearing it in just one moment. We're going to wrap up now for our year, aren't we?
Yeah.
Rach?
We're not going to do it in a wrap battle. We're just going to say farewell until next year from us.
Yes, we'll be back in your ear holes in a couple of weeks. And have a wonderful break. Stay tuned to Joy. You've got Joss and Kel joining you next week for our summer season and fabulous tunes and amazing volunteers all through the time, especially Christmas Day. Feel free to tune in. Joy is with you at all times.
Thanks for the year. Thanks for the memories. Here's Brendan McLean with River.
Can we do it?
Whip it out.
Do you need,
yeah.
Okay. Well, because it is the sort of December part of the year, I wanted to play you my favourite Christmas song.
Oh.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeers, singing songs of joy and peace. And I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money and then I'll quit this crazy scene. And I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. And he tried hard to help me, and he put me at ease, and he loved me all naughty and made me weak at the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, and I'm selfish, and I'm sad. I've lost the best baby that I've ever had. No, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly, fly, fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.